Hi, I'm Josh Mankiewicz with a preview of Dateline Missing in America. In our podcast's fourth season, we share six new unsolved mysteries. And we hope someone listening may have a clue that could help crack one of these cases. Could that someone be you? Here's Dateline Missing in America. You could feel the energy the moment you walked in. Laughter echoed off the walls. The smell of burgers and fries hung in the air. Bowling balls rumbled down lanes, followed by the clatter of pins. This was a Saturday night in Tacoma, Washington.
There were a lot of people there that night.
Oh, yeah. At least 350.
January 23rd, 1999. The neon sign read, New Frontier Lanes. That glow drew people in on a damp, chilly evening. Teresa Chepesky was one of them.
So we get there and we get our shoes and we go to our lanes.
Teresa was there with two of her daughters, her boyfriend, some family, and some friends.
And Tika sees the video game.
Tika was Teresa's two-year-old. She picked out a game over in the bowling alley's arcade.
It was my turn to bowl, and I told my brother and my boyfriend, make sure you watch Tika so nobody, you know, nothing happens to her.
Teresa bowled her frame, and something did happen.
She was gone.
That was more than two decades ago. The search for Tika began that night, and it still is not over.
My kids have suffered for 26 years not knowing where their sister's been.
Thanks for listening. You can search for Dateline Missing in America to start listening to Season 4 and follow us now. For ad-free listening, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple or Spotify.